Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Cynthia Doe, D-O-E. Cynthia Doe is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/28/22. Appeared she was leaving work and missed a step. Appeared she fell on her left side and injured her foot, elbow, and waist area. Appeared she did go to urgent care the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands the final diagnosis to be plantar fasciitis. Paired this was treated without surgical intervention. Paired she's no longer receiving any active care. Paired. New paragraph. I have been advised that the petitioner alleges this above claim as well as an incident on 1/3/21. Paired. On that occasion, she claimed to have sustained acute post-traumatic right shoulder impingement syndrome, comma, right hip strain and strain, comma, right hand strain and sprain, comma, with laceration, requiring stitches with permanent and chronic orthopedic residuals. Period. Your office accepts compensability for the right fifth finger laceration, comma, right upper leg contusion, comma, right shoulder strain, comma, and chest contusion. The other allegations were denied. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Doe filed an amended employee claim petition relative to the event of 1/3/21. Period. She claimed she fell and developed the diagnoses that you listed. Period. Her other claim petition relative to the 2/8/22 incident. She fell and sustained acute post-traumatic left foot strain and sprain with plantar fasciitis with permanent and chronic orthopedic residuals. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show Ms. Doe presented to virtual occupational on 1/7/21. Period. She reported being injured at 12 a.m. on 1/3/21. Period. She was walking up steps and missed a step and fell forward. Period. She was seen at Jefferson ER in Stratford for her right upper arm, comma, right rib, comma, chest, comma, and hip injury. Period. She also had a laceration of the palm that required 6 sutures. Period. Her tetanus was given in the emergency room. Period. She also underwent x-rays of the elbow, hand, and shoulder that were normal. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with a right hand laceration and chest wall contusion. Period. She was prescribed flexor ibuprofen and lidoderm patch. Period. It was noted the x-rays included the right hand, right elbow, and right shoulder, as well as what may have been a CT of her neck that were normal. Period. She was followed at the Virtua over the next several weeks, running through 3/8/21, period. On that occasion, there were no signs of wound infection on the hand. Period. The remaining sutures were removed. Period. She was to continue occupational therapy and NSAIDs for pain. Period. The plan was for her to follow up in 2 weeks and in the interim continue work restrictions. Period. They were awaiting approval for orthopedic referral authorization. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Doe was seen orthopedically by Dr. Marple, M-A-R-P-L-E, on 3/18/21. Period. She diagnosed right shoulder pain with impingement syndrome as well as right hip pain. Period. She ordered physical therapy and meloxicam. Period. Cynthia described her right hip felt completely fine. Period. She had pain. Ambulates independently with a non-antalgic gait. Period. Therefore, they did not need to treat the right hip, and that body part was at maximum medical improvement. period. She saw Dr. Marple for the next several weeks. Appeared on 7/15/21. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the right shoulder for impingement syndrome. Period. On 8/5/21, they reviewed the results of a shoulder MRI that showed bursitis and tendinosis. Period. She was significantly better with the injection. Period. She was very satisfied with her current condition. Period. They discussed having reached maximum medical improvement, and Ms. Doe expressed how she felt able to return to work full duty. Period. She was deemed at maximum medical improvement and authorized to work in that capacity. Period. New paragraph. On 7/5/22, make that 7/15/22, the petitioner was seen by podiatrist Dr. Brandt, B-R-A-N-T, in follow-up. Period. She was doing much better regarding physical therapy and was currently working full duty with no restrictions. Period. She felt therapy was helping, and he ordered an extension of same. Period. He rendered diagnoses of plantar fasciitis of the left foot. Period. He also followed her progress, and on 8/5/22, noted she felt no great pain, and they were unable to reproduce any pain. Period. She was able to go through a variety of exercises effortlessly, and exhibiting no pain. Period. She was cleared to return to gym or sports without restriction, and follow up as needed. Period. She was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. The paragraph, the right shoulder MRI was done on 7/2/21. Period. Revealed rotator cuff tendinosis and mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. Period. There was also moderate hypertrophic change of the AC joint, common inferiorly directed osteophytes, exerting mass effect upon the anterior myotendinous junction of the supraspinatus. Period. New paragraph. What appear to be some earlier records show on 1/26/17, she was seen by Dr. Kaiser, K-A-I-S-E-R-Smith. Period. It was noted her last EMG revealed peripheral neuropathy that may have been related to Lyme disease or diabetes mellitus. Period. She was given this diagnosis 4 months ago. Period. Her symptoms worsened with cold. Period. She is currently taking gabapentin 300 milligrams twice per day, which has not relieved her morning symptoms very well. Period. She also had difficulty walking and fell 3 days ago. Period. She was scraping nail off of her car when she slipped and fell, landing on her right side. Period. New paragraph. This next paragraph will have to be placed back in the description of first injury and treatment thereafter. On 1/3/21, she was seen at Jefferson Health, describing she was walking up stone steps and had an accidental fall. Apparently she fell down her right side 4 steps and hurt her right shoulder, right elbow, and right mid to lower back. Period. She also had a laceration on the hand. Period. She underwent a CAT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis, gamma x-rays of the right hand, right elbow, and right shoulder, all of which were read as no acute findings. Period. She was updated on her tetanus. Period. Sutures were apparently placed to close her hand laceration. Period. New paragraph on 2/1/21. She was seen by internal medicine, comma, likely Dr. Kaiser Smith. Period. And underline this, that this was just confirmed. She noted a list of Ms. Doe's past medical history, including motor vehicle accident of October 2012, comma, depression, comma, and uterine fibroids. Period. Current problems included chronic pain syndrome, comma, lumbar disc disease, comma, chronic low back pain, comma, sciatica, comma, sacroiliitis, comma, piriformis syndrome, comma, abnormal pap smear, comma, mild postpartum depression, comma, cervical shortening antepartum, comma, preeclampsia, comma, gestational diabetes mellitus, comma, IUGR, comma, viral infection, comma, advanced maternal age, comma, uterine fibroids, comma, and high-risk pregnancy. Period. She noted laboratory studies that were done previously. Period. She had an MRI of the cervical spine on 11/12. Period at T2-3, there was neuroforaminal narrowing due to calcification of ligaments. Period. A lumbar MRI done on that same date showed at L4-5, there was right lateral recess narrowing. Period. MRI of the brain on 12/15 showed no mass effect, midline shift, or evidence of acute neurologic event. Period. EMG in November 2015 showed demyelinating sensory peripheral neuropathy. Period. In December 2015, she had a rheumatologic and heavy metal workup that was negative. Period. Dr. Kaiser-Smith diagnosed peripheral neuropathy, comma, morbid obesity, comma, insomnia, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, type 2 diabetes mellitus in an obese individual, as well as chronic anemia. Period. On 2/1/21, she stated she had not slept for approximately 20 days. Period. The physician noted she appeared too calm, too T-O-O calm, and awake for that to be the case. Period. She was under the care of a neurologist named Dr. Barone, B-A-R-O-N-E. Period. She was prescribed trazodone, as well as Zoloft. Period. A flu shot was also given. Period. On 2/17/17, the petitioner stated she had a strange feeling for about a month where certain areas feel numb or just different, and it seems to wander to other locations in her calf. But there was no rash or wound seen. Period. She stated her symptoms were different than the peripheral neuropathy for which she was under the care of Dr. Barone. Period. On 2/1/21, another diagnosis of acute Lyme disease was given, and for which she was prescribed doxycycline. Period. On, gosh, the new paragraph, and highlight this and underline it. I just realized the dates I was recently giving you are from when these records were printed out, not the actual office visits. Period. And briefly going back to them, she was seen by Dr. Kaiser-Smith beginning 1/1/18. Period. She had also been treated on 5/16/17, feeling very weak for several weeks, with pain in her leg and back that was unchanged. Period. She was in the middle of workup by Dr. Barone for her neuropathic abnormalities and pain, including laboratory studies and x-rays. Period. On the visit of 6/4/17, Dr. Kaiser Smith also diagnosed with lumbar disc disease. Period. And a follow-up visit on 9/27/17, she was prescribed Voltaren patches. I'm sorry, Voltaren gel. Period on 9/28/17. She again saw Dr. Kaiser Smith, who on 9/28/17 she underwent a mammogram. Period. She returned to Dr. Kaiser Smith on 6/12/18. Period. She had not been taking her allergy medications and needs a refill. Period. She takes baclofen during the day, which might contribute to her tiredness. Period. She was then issued a series of additional diagnoses that included non-allopathic lesions of the upper extremities, comma, lower extremities, comma, pelvic region, comma, sacral region, comma, lumbar region, comma, with somatic dysfunction of the thoracic and cervical regions, period. On 7/28/18, Dr. Kaiser Smith diagnosed left knee pain and referred the petitioner for x-rays of the knee. Period. She also treated the underlying internal medicine problems. Period. On 9/6/18, she needed prescription for electrodes for the TENS machine she is using. Period. She also needed a note for her job that she has to do exercise treadmill and that she might be limited by her neuropathy. Period. And underline that sentence. On 3/19/19, the petitioner also complained of significant fatigue that started about 1 month ago. Period. She recently started a full-time job working nights in a stressful environment. Period. She takes trazodone and was referred for thyroid and laboratory studies. Period. On 5/23/19, Dr. Kaiser Smith wrote she was being seen in follow-up for her newly diagnosed uncontrolled diabetes. Period. Her other diagnoses remained ongoing. Period. She was also diagnosed with lumbosacral radiculopathy, through which she was to continue gabapentin, comma, baclofen, comma, and flexeril as needed. Period. On another visit of 7/28/19. Period. She reported falling downstairs out of her house after being frightened by a loud noise. Period. She landed on her back and injured herself. Period. This worsened her chronic back problem. Period. She was under a lot of stress and felt overwhelmed at work and depressed. Period. She was compliant with medication, but agreed it might be a good idea to increase the dose of her antidepressant. Period. She does not want counseling or psychiatric care. Period. She also had pain going down her right leg. Period. If she stays in one position for a while, her pain is worth withstanding for long periods of time. Period. The visits with this physician continued, and obviously we'll have to be put back into place chronologically. Period. In 7/28/19 exam found right paravertebral lumbosacral tenderness as well as left lumbar sacral tenderness, periotid decreased range of motion, inflection and extension, side bending, and rotation in the lumbar sacral spine due to pain. Period, there was left sciatic notch tenderness. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper range of motion of the right shoulder was full with no crepitus, but abduction elicited tenderness. Period, motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Periotid callus formation on the hands. Period. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Extremities lower. There was callus formation interiorly on the knees. Period skin was otherwise normal in color, trigger, and temperature. Period manumuscle testing was 5-5. Resisted left extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period, there was mild tenderness, palpation about the left plantar fascia, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic, she was tender at the right upper right scapula, but there was none on the left. Period, and then lumbar sacral, we will do the supine SLR deferred macro impressions. Cynthia Doe has alleged to have been injured at work on 1/3/21 and 2/28/22. Period, she received conservative treatment for the injured body areas. Period, diagnostic studies were negative for any acute abnormalities. Period, she did carry a diagnosis of peripheral neuropathy and uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Period, she saw orthopedics and a podiatrist to treat her injuries. Period, ultimately, she said her hip felt completely fine. Period, new paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Doe to be extremely obese. Period, she carried a large purse without difficulty. Period, there was callus formation on her hands and her knees. Period, provocative maneuvers at the shoulders, feet, and ankles were normal. Period, she did not require handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the alleged injured body areas. Period, it is noteworthy that she did have some pre-existing orthopedic problems for which she had been treating with her internist, Dr. Kaiser Smith. Period, she also had been treating with Dr. Barone for neurologic care of her peripheral neuropathy. Period. And that's the end.